Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Amen. Father, we thank you that even as we study your Word tonight, that you minister unto us. Lord, I make it known to your children that I'm not trusting on my own human intellect, but I'm depending upon you, Spirit of God, to speak forth the word with power and with anointing. Lord, I promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you will do and accomplish through your word this day. In Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen. Shake a hand of somebody next to you as you sit down. Tell them, I am the highly favored of the Lord. Praise God. Now, let's turn our Bibles to Isaiah 11. And we're going to read verse 1 and verse 2. Isaiah 11. The Bible says, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. Now here, God is talking about Jesus Christ. It says, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse. And a branch from his root shall bear fruit. A shoot. You know, when you've planted something and from the stump comes out a shoot. You understand what the Bible is talking about? You know, then a shoot from the stump of Jesse. Jesse, we know that is the father of David. So here the Bible is saying that out of the genealogy of David, there's going to be a shoot. And it says a branch, you know, that shoot will turn out to be a branch. It says, and a branch from his roots, from whose roots? From the roots of Jesse, right? You know, shall bear fruit. A branch shall bear fruit. Now, we know that this is talking about Jesus. The branch shall bear fruit. In other words, Jesus and his work shall prosper. You know, Jesus himself said that I will build my church and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. You know, so here it says a branch from his root shall bear fruit. In other words, the work of God shall prosper. The work of God shall succeed. The work of God shall grow. The work of God shall do well, shall excel. The work of God shall always do well. You know, you cannot do anything against Christianity. The Bible says that you can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. You know, when I tried to destroy the work of God, I would rather destroy myself, because the work of God shall always continue. You know, and so when I align myself with the work of God, I know that I have aligned myself with something that will always be there. What a blessing. Amen? You know, so serving God is important. You know, it does not matter the opposition. Serving God is important. Serving God will always make you successful. You know, you will always succeed, because God says here that the branch shall bear fruit. Can you say this with me? The branch shall bear fruit. It will happen. Amen. Yeah. When God bless, as we saw this morning, He blessed his creation, and he said that let everything, you know, he blessed the plant, he blessed everything, and he said that let them be blessed. Let them multiply. Yeah. So the tree, when God spoke to the tree, God was saying that the tree will grow. Yeah. And so the tree never struggles. You know, but it just grows. Why? Because there is a blessing within the tree. The blessing within the tree makes it grow. Amen. And so that is exactly what the work of God is all about. The work of God will bear fruit. Yeah. And now, when we have the life of God in our lives, we will bear fruit. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Say this, I am destined to bear fruit. God has created me to bear fruit because I am part of the branch. I am part of Christian. I'm part of Christ. I am a Christian. I will bear fruit. Amen? So here he's talking about Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 2. Verse 2 says this, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. You know, when Jesus came here, the Bible says that he left all his godliness. He left everything, his power, the fact that he was God, he left it. And he emptied himself. And he came as a man, and he was born here on earth as a man. Now, that is why he needed the Holy Spirit, to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You know, he didn't do any miracle until he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. And it's only when he went to be baptized by John the Baptist with water, you know, that when he came out of the water, that the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. You know, and God spoke and said that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And the anointing of God came upon him. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. Now, have you noticed this? It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. You see, it doesn't say Jesus Christ. You know, and why? Because Christ is Christos. It's talking about his divinity. You know, he was not known as Christ because he had left his godliness behind. He came as human being. So that's why the Bible says that he was anointed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He was known as Jesus of Nazareth. So Jesus of Nazareth was anointed by the Holy Spirit, you know, and with power. The Holy Spirit comes with power. Amen? You know, and it says that how then, after he was anointed, he went about doing good. You know, he went about doing what? Doing good. He didn't go about doing evil. Because that's not in the nature of God to do evil. It's not in the nature of God to curse. It's in his nature to bless. So that's why he went about doing good. He wants good for you. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to succeed. He wants to empower you to do well. Because that's what he did. He went about doing good. So when you relate to God, you need to relate to God with that understanding that God wants me to be good. He wants to do me good. Turn to your neighbor and say, God wants to do me good. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? Now, the Bible says here, He went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. Now, those who were oppressed by the devil was the curse working in their lives. And so God saying that, you know what? I have come to reverse the curse. Amen. I have come to remove the curse. Amen. I have come to declare a blessing upon you. So never ever allow anybody to tell you that you are cursed. You are not cursed, you are blessed. Amen. Amen? You are blessed by God. Are you a child of God?
Yes.
Now, as a child of God, you're walking in the blessing. Yes. God says that you are blessed. And that's what we need to believe. That's what we need to embrace in our lives. We go out there and say, God, I thank you that I am blessed. You wake up in the morning and say, God, I thank you that I am blessed. Today I am blessed and I will walk in the blessing of God. Today I will receive, I will see the blessing of God upon my life because I am blessed. God has declared me blessed, therefore I am blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Now going back to our scripture, the Bible says in Isaiah 11 verse 2 says that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. You know, the Holy Spirit shall come and rest upon Christ, be upon him. Now, from there, the Bible tells us the qualities of the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. And it says that is the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Now, how many things are there? One is wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of God. Six things. Six things. Now, have you noticed that majority of that the Holy Spirit does has to deal with the mind? Look here. He says wisdom. Wisdom, do you do it with your leg? Yeah. You show wisdom. No, how do I show wisdom? You know, in my thinking, with my thinking. Yeah. So it has to do with the mind. Yeah. So wisdom and understanding. How do we understand? I don't understand with my finger. I understand with my mind. Amen? You know, and the Spirit of counsel. How do I get counsel? You know, in my mind, when I sit down and somebody gives me advice, you know, when he gives me advice, when I apply that advice, I apply it with my mind. And he says, don't go there. You know, I gain understanding that I should not go there. I should not do that. I do that with my mind, you know. And that's the Spirit of counsel. And then we have the Spirit of might, you know. That's of power. Now, that is the only thing that we cannot directly say that it involves the mind, you know. But everything else, you know, involves the mind. You know, the Spirit of knowledge. We gain knowledge with our mind. And lastly, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. I fear God. I have to bring into my understanding to fear God. Do you understand what we're talking about? And so, what we see here is that when you are anointed, your mind will show that you are anointed. You will never remain stupid when you are anointed. Thank you for that great amen. Yeah. And so, you know, at times we think that, oh, anointing. Anointing is, when I shake. You know, that's the anointing. Yeah. But, you know, the anointing of God, when it comes, yes, you will shake. But after shaking, you will stand up and walk upright. You know, you will apply your mind in what you're doing. After you fall, you know, falling is good, but we don't remain falling. Amen? And so, the mind is one area that God deals with the most in our lives. That when He anoints you, He comes now to anoint you, He will really deal with your mind. He will give you wisdom. You will begin to understand some things, yeah, because you are anointed. You see, when you pray and the anointing of God comes upon you, God will give you wisdom. Let me tell you, you might be praying for money. Yeah, and then most of the people are thinking money will fall from the sky. Yeah. And only to find that God will give you an idea. An idea that will attract money unto your life. Yeah. But at times we block those ideas. We don't see that it is God working in our lives. Why? Because we are believing God for somebody to bring me 100,000 rand in a black sack or whatever. Yeah. And swart sack. Yeah, we're praying. Even as we're praying, God, I'm trusting you for 100,000. In your mind, you're seeing that person coming in. You know, you're locating you, going everywhere and locating you with a swart sack. And coming and bringing and say, God has given you. Your answer has been, your prayer has been answered. Now, the Bible talks about the spirit of wisdom. You see, when you pray for the anointing to come upon your life, you're trusting God, you're believing God, and you're praying unto God, and the anointing of God comes. One area that will show the anointing will be the level of the anointing, of wisdom, of understanding. That God will anoint your wisdom, your mind. You know, that with your mind, you will be able to understand, you know, things. He will give you an idea, and that idea will really transform your life. How did people prosper? By just one idea. Huh? You know, somebody just had an idea that if I can just create a phone, yeah, and they went there and they created a phone. And today, all of us, we've got phones. Yeah. Now, you know that every time you use that phone, that person is getting money. Every time you buy that phone, that person is getting rich. He does not have to do anything anymore. Every time you call the person, he does not even know who you're calling and what is it all about. He doesn't even know whether you exist. Yeah. But the fact that that idea came upon him, that idea is making him rich. And so, God, when God anoints us, God will anoint our minds. You know that when we operate in the anointing of God, we will be thinking different. Amen? We will be thinking different. We will do things different. You know, why? Because the anointing is upon our lives. Let me tell you, it is not the money that makes you rich. It is wisdom that makes you rich. Yeah. Yeah. So the title of my message today is The Anointing That Will Transform Your Mind. The anointing that will transform your thinking. Yeah. And that's what we're talking about. That the anointing will come upon your life. And when the anointing comes upon your life, you will understand that you will understand the things that you never understood before. And so it is so much important as children of God to align our thinking with the Word of God. You see, there is the wisdom of this world and there is the wisdom of God. There is the way the world operates and there is the way God operates. And you will do well when you align yourself with the way God operates. Amen? You know, you will see yourself doing well. Because you have aligned yourself with the way God thinks and the way God operates. And so, it is important to, when the anointing comes upon your life, to pay attention to what God is leading you to. I told you that there are things that rich people do that poor people don't do. And there are things that poor people do that rich people won't do. It's because their thinking is different. And when we look at the countries, there are things that rich countries would do and that poor countries won't do. The concentration, how they concentrate their resources, that the rich countries and the poor countries, they concentrate their resources differently. See, the rich countries will always focus on development, on construction, on building something that will last. The poor countries are thinking just for today. That's why they will spend money on something that won't last. Spend money on, you know, if I can have a party and we're all happy today, that's it. Spend thousands, millions of rand on a party. Throw in the party. You get the DJs. You get the artists, the singing. You know, you fly them from everywhere. Let's come. And then you supply free alcohol to everybody. Yeah, and everybody gets happy. I mean, you talk about it, you tweet everywhere, you Facebook it, you Instagram it, you know, everybody. You know, that country is a poor country. Spending resources on things that do not last. Yeah. But the rich countries know that, you know what, I need to build for the future. And you come to think about it, that you know, there are very wealthy people. Wealthy people tell you that also when they dress, they are unassuming. You will never ever think that this person has money. Oh, yes. And because they know where to spend their money, their thinking is different. You find, a person, got a short penny, long socks, and then, mutela kofasi, and then, kimshimana kodi blessing. Hey, hanti mshimana kodi blessing is loaded. It's loaded, really. Because they know where to spend their resources. Yeah, but with us, not us, I mean with them. The other people. Oh, I'm telling you, they spend money on what? On labels. Yeah. If I can get this label, whether Honali whoopi go higher or rounder whoopi, as long as the label Leone Kabahona, that's better. Yeah. I would rather sacrifice grocery. And then wait, Angaja, papaka, cutting fish every day, as long as that money, waiting Gagrea, the Tekitin. And so you see here that the thinking it's not okay. Let me tell you, the people that are, should I say, that are, how can I put it? What I would call the middle class people are people that are really, spending. The retailers are really rejoicing, for those people. Because they know that they are surviving by the middle class. And that is why, they target also. They know when they are earning. So, kamatsatsi a pay ya bona nka se bolele gore ke matsatsi a fame, but matsatsi ao di say le ditletse everywhere. How ya ko molong ka letsatsi leo ko go ka re ha tšhelete e tsene today, ha ke sa spend it today, ko ba tlhotlhonelo, something it'll irahale, chelete it'll tsaba go banking. That day it's full, the mall is full. Drive through, it's full. Yeah. I mean everything is party. Yeah. And then come out a dear man, it's quiet. Now, it's because of the way we are thinking. I want to challenge you today that you need to begin to think differently. Amen. That when the anointing of God comes upon your life, you need to be thinking differently. Amen. That you should not be thinking like the rest of the world. You need to be thinking godly. Amen. And thinking anointed. Amen. Yeah. And so, that's what we see. Now, God says here, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. It's the Spirit of wisdom. The Holy Spirit will bring wisdom upon your life. When the anointing comes, there will be wisdom. And let me tell you, when wisdom comes, we will see wisdom by the things that you do. Yeah. Wisdom is displayed by the things that you are accomplishing, the things that you're able to do. That displays wisdom. They looked at Jesus, and then Jesus was doing miracles, many things were happening, and they said, "What wisdom is this? That mighty works are done through his hands." Mighty works. You know, what wisdom is this? They looked at the mighty works. The mighty works displayed the wisdom. And so, as a child of God, when the anointing comes upon your life, it must display wisdom upon your life. People must see mighty works upon your life. And the mighty works must be talking about the wisdom of God. You know, it must show that, you know, there is the wisdom of God upon the person. Hallelujah. And so, we need to be praying for the wisdom of God. Now, what scripture is that? It's Mark 6, verse 2. And the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands?" They saw what he did, and his action displayed the wisdom of God. You know, what you build must display the wisdom of God. Amen? What you are able to accomplish must display the wisdom of God. When people come to church here, they must see the wisdom of God. You see, but if we are doing, solanka, you know, as long as kamukari bile happy, then that's it. Shabby work. You know, everything that is done is just shabby work. You know, not so bad. It's not so bad. How is it? It's not so bad. Yeah. As long as we are on that, I'm telling you that it does not show the anointing of God upon our lives. Shabby work is not good enough. So we need to excel. When the wisdom comes upon our lives, it will show excellence. It will show that we excel. That things are okay. They are fine. They're supposed to be where they're supposed to be. They are. It must show that we are children of God. When people look at what we do, it must show the wisdom of God. But if we are careless, you see, careless is a spirit of poverty. It's a spirit of the devil. You know, let me tell you, when you're careless, look here, when I am careless, I'm not careful that this might break and I treat it anyhow. What will happen? It's the spirit of the devil that comes, spirit of poverty that comes upon me, that will create me to break this so that I can take the money and spend in replacing this. Because I have not been careful. You know, when I place this iPad anyhow, you know, I am talking to you, and then I put it here. And I'm not careful in what I am doing. It's a spirit of poverty. Are you hearing me? It's a spirit of poverty. Because the next thing is going to fall, and the next thing you're going to lose it, you have to replace it. And so you find that should have taken you 10 years, but every 2 years you are replacing it. You need to be looking at what are the things that you are replacing at your house. If you are replacing your kettle every 3 months, then you know, you need to be looking at that very serious and say, this is not right. Eh? It's a spirit of poverty. You put a door today, in 3 months' time, you know, although the handles are falling off and you have to replace the handle. That is the spirit of poverty. It's not right. You know, and how does that happen? It might happen by the way you close the door. Yeah. Yeah. You find that that door, when it was made, and that handle, when that handle was made, it had a guarantee that this is 10-year guarantee. In other words, it meant that it should keep you at least for 10 years. You put it in, but now you come, you know, and you bang the door, and then maybe at times, you know what, oh, we try like the handle. It's not meant to hold you up. It's not meant for that. Are you hearing me, church? You know, it's meant for closing. You open, you close with it. That's what it's meant for. Not being careful. Yeah. Or maybe you hold the handle, you don't really open. You go halfway. Eh? The lever has not really moved out of the hole. You know, then from there you push. You know, simply because you're thinking, no. I've pulled it down. It does not matter whether the thing, you know, I don't know what you call that thing, whether it has it come out of the hole fully or not. But as long as when you have moved here, you know, you push, and the next thing, it breaks. Spirit of poverty. It's not the spirit of the Lord. I know that you didn't come, you know, to listen to this, but, you know, I am telling you what, when the anointing comes, one thing, you will be very careful. Thank you. Yeah. And you go to other places, they don't replace things often, really. Things will last them 10 years. And then you go to other places, the same thing. Every 6 months, they have to replace. It's not right. And so you look at such things. You know, the spirit of wisdom will tell you that, you know, when the screw is coming out, you tighten it. Tighten it. You go and work on it. You know, but the spirit of poverty, when it comes out, you will see it every day. You will use it. And you will see, you will hear, Mark, this handle, it lost whatever, it lost. You know, but it does not click in something on your hurry. Do something about it. As long as I can go through the door, you know, who bothers? You know, no worry. Let me just open. You know, every day you're coming in, you know, and also you're closing up the door. You hold the door. You swing the door while you are moving away. You're not just like, pasa. Eh? And you don't bother. And after 6 months, yeah. Oh, Mari, they said it's 10 years guarantee. But look at it. Now it's 6 months. It's broken. Eh? But he said it's Hong Kong. No. The spirit of poverty. See, the anointing, When the anointing comes upon your life, really, it sharpens your mind. It's one of the things that the anointing will do. It sharpens your mind. It makes you observant. It makes you you pay attention. You become very careful in everything that you do. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of counsel. All deals with our minds. And so, that's what should operate in our lives. That's the blessing that must always operate in our lives. That when you have your car, your car must run well. Be careful about it. You don't just drive it, rocks or whatever. As long as you deal, who worries? You know, you go. It's not right. Because it's going to soon you will have to replace that part. By the spirit of wisdom, you will pay attention when you drive. Let me tell you, it does not matter whose car is it. Don't ever say, it's not my car, I will drive it anyhow. You know, whoever came with that was so much deep in the spirit of poverty. Yeah. Deep. He was not ankle deep. The spirit of poverty had just overpowered that pain. He was sinking in the spirit of poverty. Yeah, it was baptizo. Baptizo in the spirit of poverty. See, the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of God is the spirit of wisdom. And so God will anoint your mind. And you will be able to apply your mind correctly. You know that when this thing is working, you will know that I need to fix this thing. And let me tell you, you must always have this understanding that I must do it right the first time. I must always do it right the first time. You know, don't try it first and when it fails and say, "Kitaluzama," you know. No, plan to make it, to do it right. The first time. Must be right. And then, the second motto must be, it must always work right. Yeah, it must always work right. We don't have to be correcting the same thing every time. And when we go online, we shouldn't be, every time we're correcting, we went offline. Oh, sound is not there. Hey! No, it must work all the time. That's the spirit of wisdom. Let me tell you, the most important thing to pray for in your life that affects so many things in your life is the spirit of wisdom. Let me tell you, the spirit of wisdom. You pray, you wake up in the morning and say, God, I am praying for your anointing upon my life. You know, and I'm praying for the spirit of wisdom upon my life. And I'm praying that I know how to do things. I know how to handle things. You know, I pray that give me understanding, God. Give me your counsel, God. The spirit of wisdom, let it come upon my life. Pray for that all the time. You will see your life progressing. Your life becoming better. You will see your life moving forward because you're praying for the spirit of wisdom. the spirit of understanding. Amen? And so, we need to be people who understand. You know, you brainstorm issues within your mind. Brainstorm, you know, brainstorm. You know, like we say, you know, when we go into a session and all of us and say we are brainstorming. So everybody is coming up with ideas. How can this work better and so forth? Now, you sit down also and brainstorm within yourself. How can this work? This has got to work. Amen? Yeah. And talk about issues. You'll find that somebody has an answer to what you're struggling with. You know, when we moved, we moved a house, and where we are, I mean, where we're staying, we had, you know, telecom was working and internet, you know, so we never struggled with internet, and we had internet, you know, unkept meaning you don't run out of bundles, you understand? So always there is Wi-Fi. You see how much you learn in church? Yeah. Now we had that, and when we moved, where, you know, I tried to move the line. Unfortunately, telecom, doesn't have infrastructure to where we are. So I had now to come up with another plan. And so we're talking with Brother Tumi, and Tumi says that, you know, Pastor, we are using MWeb. Oh, okay. And so he tells me how he's doing. And so I said, yeah, you know, I've looked at different packages, and I'm not satisfied with what they offer. So he said, try this one. So I said, okay, I'll try it. And so I went and I got it, and I was happy with it. I've been happy with it. And you know, we had 50 gig per month, and that's the package we started with. It was about, what, 350, you know, every month. That's how much we were paying. So, but now, because, you know, we are all spoiled to from unkept. You know, so that 50 gig was just finishing, you know, just like that. So I said, okay, let's increase it to 100. So we increased it to 100, you know, paying 570. Yeah. And then still, I tried to put some restrictions at home that, please, you know, don't do this. Don't, you know, let's try to manage this 100 gig. Up until at least they provide fiber in our area, you know, then we'll have unkept and so forth. And so, yeah, and I don't know what I was talking to me again. He said, oh, Pastor, now I'm using this. I'm using Rain. Oh, Rain. You're no longer using them. No, Rain. Tell me how it goes. No, Pastor, you know, it is unlimited from 11 o'clock at night until 6 o'clock in the evening the following day. I said, what? I even asked him. I thought that maybe he didn't understand, you know, the time. So, yes, he says the only peak time is from 6 in the evening until 11 o'clock, and that's when you pay. And so how much is it? No, it's only 250, yeah, unkept. Unkept, yes, unkept. I said, wow, you know what? You are an answer to my prayer. Yeah. And so I said, and during the week, I then, you know, went in and Google and search. And I went online? I don't know. But I applied for it. And yes, online. And so Friday, they delivered the SIM card. And so I put it, because now our MWeb, we have depleted. We have depleted the data, you know. So, and so I said, okay, let me put now the SIM card on the router. And so I put it in, and it didn't want to work. I tried, I called them. They said, you need to do this, and it was not working. And then I was saying to myself, there must be a way. This thing must work. You know, this thing must work. And so, you know, I tried everything. They sent me, emailed me the settings. You know, these are the settings that you check. You know, and it was not working. And then up until, you know, I don't know, I just shifted where we normally put the router, and then I put it somewhere. Yeah. I plugged it in. The light that was red went blue. Wow. I said, yeah, and Tatile had just come back from school. I said, check your phone. Is there internet? Is it working? You know, and then we checked, and it was working. And then I said, I knew there must be a way. You know, there must be a way that this will work. And so it worked. Yeah. And now we have a, because that's what, I'm still on contract until November. So I'll just reduce it to 50. And then, so during peak, we will use the MWeb, you know, SIM. Yeah. And then off peak, we'll use the unlimited. So the answer has been there. Yeah? Right connection. Talk about things. Yeah, talk about things that, you know, I have this challenge. Talk about it. You see, when you talk, God will lead you to say something to somebody who has an answer for you. Amen. Don't just be quiet. Hey, you know, and okay, sokola, sokola uli wane. People are asking me, Pastor, why do you like to talk about these things? It's because I realize that people don't talk. And so whatever I have gained, whatever has benefited me, I am willing to share with you free of charge. You don't pay anything. Yeah. Then you benefit. Amen? And so the spirit of wisdom, you know, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of mind, and the spirit of the fear of the law. We will have all of that when we have the anointing of God, the anointing of the Spirit of God upon our lives. Amen. Say this with me. Father God, I thank you for your spirit, the spirit of the Lord upon my life. I thank you, God. It is well with me by your spirit. I am blessed by the anointing, and the anointing transforms my life. It transforms my mind in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for your anointing that is upon my life, the anointing that is resting upon my life, the anointing that is creating in me wisdom that I need, understanding that I need, knowledge that I need all the time in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's give God a hand of praise.
What happens is when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. When you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za.
God richly bless you.
To you, and I'll be.